Our Best Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.
Mount Plum gets the ball to start this second half. Martin finds Foreman in the paint. She can't get the layup to go, and Perigold comes up with a rebound. 14-12, Mount Plum leading as we are 20 seconds into this second half. Ball goes over to Benefield on the left wing. Now up top to Zoe Beasley. She finds Hollis down in the lane for the layup. Good. Kalissa Hollis with 7 points. Third tie of the night as we're knotted up at 14. 7:26 left of the third quarter. Martin takes the screen, pulls up near the free throw line for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Bryngard, and back comes Perigold. Bryngard was trying to throw it to Taylor Beasley into the front court, but she wasn't even looking. The ball sails over her head, out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Homes basketball on Perigold's ninth turnover of the night. Husky across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. We're tied at 14 with over 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Husky throws up top to Foreman. Foreman drills toward the free throw line. Kicks over the left side to Gilbert. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. A rebound controlled by Benefield. And back come the Lady Rams. Benefield on the left wing. Now she's drilling down into the lane, going up for the layup. No one on there to stop her, and she gets it to go. Blythe Benfield gives Perigold the lead back. 16-14 our score with 6:39 left in the third quarter. And now Emma Martin finding Kyra Penn cutting to the basket for the layup. Good. Penn with 3 points. 6:25 left of the third quarter. We're tied up at 11 points. And it'll stay that way as she missed the free throw, but the offensive rebound for Taylor Beasley. She can't get the foul to go, and this time Mountain Home gets the board. Back comes Emma Martin for the Lady Bombers. She drills to the right side. Now gives it up top to Penn. Now Yates has it. Over on the right wing to Gilbert. Gilbert going into lane, going up for the layup, off the glass, it rolls around and goes in. Kate Gilbert with 6 points. That cuts Perigold's lead back to 20-18. Mountain Home, I'm sorry, 20-18. Perigold leading it with over 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Bryngard into the front court, throws it down to Zoe Beasley at the elbow. She finds Taylor Beasley cutting towards the lane. She had to save it and throw it back in to keep it from going out of bounds. Foreman checking back into the game, replacing Kyra Penn. 5:01 left of the third quarter. That it is Mount Perigold basketball after the ball went out of bounds. Zoe Beasley takes the inbound pass from Taylor Beasley right there under the basket. She gets the easy bucket. Good. Zoe Beasley with 6 points. 22-18. Perigold leading it. Ball's up top with Foreman. And she travels before she throws the ball over to Martin. Sixth turnover against Mountain Home. 4:48 left of the third quarter. Lady Rams up by 4, 22-18 our score. Bryngard into the front court for the Lady Rams. Drills over to the left side. Up top now to Benefield. Benefield drills to the right side. Up top to Zoe Beasley. Her pass to Hollis was knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and Perigold will keep possession with 4:28 left of the third quarter. And now Del Laird's going to take a timeout. We'll break. With 4:28 left of the third quarter, it is Perigold leading Mountain Home 22-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Perigold will inbound the ball, leading 22-18 with 4:28 left of the third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Benefield on the left side. Up top now to Zoe Beasley. gives it to Taylor Beasley on the low block. Her jumper will not go. Offensive rebound for Hollis. She can't get the follow. But this time, Zoe Beasley is there for the rebound, the putback, and she draws contact. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her third personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. Zoe Beasley will be at the free throw line to try to convert the three-point play. Foreman taking a seat with her third foul, being replaced by 10. Beasley's free throw is up and in. She now has 9 points, and it is a seven-point lead all of a sudden for Perigold, 25-18, our score with 4:10 left of the third quarter. Here's Martin throwing it up top to Yates, over on the left side to Husky. Husky's dribbling down into the lane, going up for the layup, no good, but draws contact, and now she'll head to the free throw line with 4:02 left in the third quarter. Foul is on Blythe Benefield, her first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against Perigold. First free throw for Husky is up and in. That was her first attempt of the night. Second shot is up. Rolls around and goes in. She gets both free throws. She now has 5 points. 25-20, Perigold leading it. 4 minutes left of the quarter. Brengard into the front court. Throws over to Taylor Beasley on the left side. Down low block to Zoe Beasley. Cross court to Benefield. Her three-pointer from the right side will not go. And the rebound, well, Husky had it and just slipped out of her hands and goes out of bounds. And Perigold will keep possession with 3:43 left of the third quarter. Five-point Lady Ram lead. Taylor Beasley will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Zoe Beasley. She immediately puts up the shot. No good, but draws contact. And now she'll head to the free throw line. Emma Martin picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Zoe Beasley at the free throw line, where so far she's 1 of 3. Make it 2 of 4 as she hits this first free throw. 3:42 left in the third quarter as Zoe Beasley has one more free throw. Her second shot is up, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. 26-20, Lady Rams leading it. Here's Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She has on the right side, throws up top to Penn. Penn will drill toward the left, finds Husky cutting into the lane. She's going to be fouled as she was driving into the paint. It will be Mount Home inbounding it on the baseline. Blythe Benefield picks up her second personal foul, team foul number two against Perigold here in the second half. Kate Gilbert takes the inbound pass on the in the left corner, throws up top to Yates. Now she'll give it to Husky, who will set up the offense. Perigold will begin in a man-to-man defense. Husky drills to the right side. Now throws up top to Penn. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Kyra Penn with 6 points on the night. 26-23, Mount Home cuts Perigold's lead in half. Less than 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Brent Guard throws it to Taylor Zoe Beasley on the right elbow. Back to Brent Guard on the left wing. Brent Guard dribbling down towards the low block, going to pull up for the jumper. Misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Mountain Home. I thought it was Perigold that touched that last. Katie Powell's going to check into the game, replacing Blythe Benefield. Officials, when I seen something, I didn't. He had a much better view of it than I did. Taylor Beasley will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. He'll throw it up top. She'll throw it up top to Brent Guard, and she's fouled. Husky was trying to go for the steal and just drew a little and just committed a little too much contact. That is her first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. 2:37 left to play in the third quarter. 3-point Lady Ram lead. Zoe Beasley takes the inbound pass from Taylor Beasley. Back to Taylor Beasley on the right side. She'll dribble up to the top. Now goes over to the left side. Throws up top to Zoe Beasley. And her pass to Powell was a little out of her reach. It goes out of bounds. Mountain Home will get it on the unforced turnover. Here is Martin into the front court for the Lady Rams. She drills to the left side. Now she's going down towards the low block. And, oh, she's going to be called for the offensive foul. Emma Martin picks up her second personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home, and the seventh turnover against the Lady Bombers. 26-23, Paragould on top with 2:12 left of the third quarter. Taylor Beasley is going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. No good. And now Gilbert gets the rebound, and she is fouled by Zoe Beasley. She was trying to reach in for the steal, and just they both collided. Boy, they both look a little. Well, Zoe Beasley particularly looks a little dizzy, but she says she's going to be fine, so she'll stay in the game. That is Zoe Beasley's second personal foul, team foul number three, against the Lady Rams. A little over 2 minutes left of the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, trailing by three. Martin across the timeline, dribbles to the right side, gives it there on the wing to Husky. Husky's going to drill down towards the corner. That goes back out to the wing, throws up top to Penn. Over to Gilbert on the left. Now she's going to head towards the low block. Loses the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it was last touch by Mountain Home, and it's going to be Paragould's basketball on the turnover. 1:44 left in the third quarter. Paragould with the ball, leading 26-23. Blythe Benefield will check in at the next available time for Paragould, and so will Kelsey Dupuy. Here is Bryngard dribbling to the right, left side. She loses the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds. It just lost the handle of the ball. A turnover against Paragould. And Mount Tom's going to get it back with a minute and a half left. Taylor Beasley and Zoe Beasley both checking out of the game, replaced by Kelsey Dupuy and Blythe Benefield. And from Mountain Home, Kyra Penn's going to head to the bench, replaced by Anna Grace Foreman. Minute and a half left in the third quarter. A 3-point Paragould lead. Into the front court comes Martin. She drills to the left side, throws it up top to Gilbert. Over to Husky on the right. Finds Yates down on the low block. Her jumper was blocked by Hollis, and she will just take the ball away, and back comes Paragould. 1:10 left of the third quarter. It's a 3-point Lady Ram lead. Hollis has the ball up at the top. Over on the right side to Benefield. Almost too wide for her, but she's able to get it. Benefield throws it back up top to Hollis. Once again over to Benefield on the right side. 54 seconds left of the third quarter. Now the ball goes to Powell, who dribbles to the left side. Dupuy throws it now down towards the paint. Ball is knocked around and finally controlled by Paragould. And now foul is going to be called, I believe, on Mountain Home. Yep, they're going to get Kate Gilbert with her second personal foul. That's the last foul Mountain Home had to give in this half. 44.6 seconds left. The inbound pass is knocked around. And now a foul. They're going to call another foul. I thought Foreman was going for the ball, but they're going to get her with a foul. That is her fourth personal foul. Team foul number seven. So now 1-1 coming up for Paragould with 41.8 seconds left of the third quarter. Foreman's going to have to take a seat with her fourth foul. And so she's going to be replaced by Kyra Penn. It is a 3-point lead, but Hollis at the free throw line for the 1-1 opportunity to try to build on that. Hollis's first free throw is up and in, so she earns the bonus. She is now 1 of 2 from the charity stripe with 12 points. One more free throw for Hollis. Her second shot is up. She gets both. 28-23, Lady Rams leading it. 36 seconds left of the third quarter. Martin dribbling near the half-court stripe. They may hold for the last shot of the period. Martin still dribbling, but up at the top. No one going out there on her. 20 seconds left. Looks like they will try to hold for the last shot of the quarter. They trail by 5 right now. 10 seconds left. Martin starting to make a move. Now she's going to pull up at the top for the three-pointer. Good! Emma Martin with her first 3 points of the day. And Paragould's not going to try to get the shot off. And so we've reached the end of the third quarter.